used to, before I got caught up in the urban revival of the traditional music, I used to play with a group down home that you couldn't hardly call them a rock and roll band, because we played a general mixture of country music and rock and roll and a few of the old pop standards. And I ain't telling you, it's no story. Some of you might not know about this, but if you don't, I just well let it out, because I ain't trying to keep up no image, no how. And if you'd been down, say, to one of the VFW clubs in the Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City area down in Tennessee about 6 or 7 years ago, when I worked regularly with Jack Williams and those boys, he called them the Rail Riders part of the time. And I don't know what they called us the rest of the time. They didn't. And we used to go by the name the Country Gentleman, but I didn't figure out which one of us was a gentleman either. So we did quite a lot of tunes, and if you'd been down there along about then on Saturday night, you'd heard somebody say, "Don't give us a good rock and roll tune," and I might have started off with something like this. I got a woman mean as she can be. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's always mean to me. Somebody might have said, "Well, play us a good sort of moderate dance tune, not too fast or not too slow," and I'd have come up with, "Gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. My dolly other fellows cannot steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with those flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all the world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl." Now, that's about enough of that kind of foolishness. Let's get back to something with both feet on the ground again, except moving pretty fast. The late Alton and Raymond Delmore's Browns Ferry Blues. And then we'll all go to the house here until we get some sleep.